How much have you made off of that $64 ebook?
$500,000, bro. No lie.
When did you drop it?
May 13th on my birthday.
May 13th, June, July, August, September. What were we in October?
Yeah.
You made a $500,000 in 5 months?
$500,000.
Okay, what did you do? Walk with me. What did you do? Good information. You got the ebook.
Yeah.
Walk me through.
All right, so.
David Chance presents to you the Morning Meetup. Do you have an idea you need to get off the ground? Are you a small business owner looking to earn supplemental income or replace your current income? Come and join the most amazing mentorship and accountability group for entrepreneurs. Live with David Chance himself. That's right, this is not pre-recorded and it's not a replay. This is live every morning, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern. In addition to the live calls, you'll also receive a weekly individual Q&A call, a private Facebook community, access to all call replays, and access to David's list of resources and contacts. You need to be in an environment of success. So head over to themorningmeetup.com today for your $1 7-day trial. That's right, just $1 for 7 days of access to the Morning Meetup. Take massive action towards manifesting your dreams today. themorningmeetup.com.
And 3, 2, 1.
You're listening to The Real Social Proof Podcast with Mr. Sleep is for Suckers himself, David Shand. Let's get it.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Social Proof Podcast, where we find successful people who have social proof. They've actually built something and can walk you through how they did it. Why? Because they actually did it. Didn't get it from a book, but they actually built something. And we have no better guest than to show you how to build something true success than my brother, Runway Billionaire. First off, what's up? You gotta tell me about the name Runway Billionaire, man. You gotta talk to me about that.
Well, man, it was just about being fly. So it was millionaire, but then just doing some self reflection, I was like, man, I'm not thinking big enough. Right. You know what I'm saying? $1 million is obtainable, and my goal for that was really to be the first millionaire in my family and not the last. And then as success come, as you work on yourself, money is really the easiest part of business. So right. We hit the $1 million mark and I was just like, all right, I need new goals right now. You know what I mean?
Oh, gotcha. So why where's the whole runway coming from?
Runway is just like, just being fly. Like I was always like a fly individual. Mm-hmm. Like from when I was a youngin', I would always, wear different type of clothing. Yeah. And everybody follow the trends. And yeah. I was just like a person that created my own trends. So it was one of those things where it was just like, dang, boy, stay fly. Like I was creative. I wear like different type of stuff that nobody would do.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of just stuck with me. Just being, a fly individual.
Solid. Yeah. So I want to lay the foundation of why you're on the podcast, why you're in demand, why so many people follow you. What is it that you do?
All right. So basically what I do is I basically just take my experience, my mindset from past, where we grow up at. You know what I'm saying? We all come from a certain neighborhood, a certain situation. And what I do is I use my platform to educate people that no matter what walk of life you come from, no matter what background you come from, that don't determine your outcome. You feel what I'm saying? I'm a person that had tattoos on my face for 14 years. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And just being,
What was the thought when you got your first face tat?
Man, it was really just like a dedication to myself. Which just was like, yo, I am going to set the standard for myself. You know what I mean? And not, because I understood my grandma was hardworking. She worked multiple jobs. My mom worked multiple jobs. My pop worked, my pop worked multiple jobs. But they couldn't figure it out. Yeah. Like, we couldn't break that, that certain threshold of success or, comfort. Like, we all lived cool, but when it came to certain things, my mom, she had a drug issue. So it was certain things that, affected, the way that we grew up in that element. My pops, being as though my mom was on drugs, he like, no, I'm gonna fall back. So he, kind of took a step back and he wasn't as present. So that kind of affected certain areas of my life. But then I saw people who were successful and I was like, yo, it gotta be a way to reach the level of success and not money, but these people come from places that I come from. Like when you grow up, like some people do grow up in money, but these people, they grow up and I'm like, yo, how do these people get to that level? I want to get to that level. And I knew based on my exposure, what I was around, I knew, all right, I got guys on the block that's selling drugs. I got guys on the block that's doing this, that, the third. I got rappers, I got ball players, but I know it's still other ways. And from a very early age, I just always searched for those other ways. And I just was like, yo, I'm not going to stop until I figure it out. Yeah. So when I got that tattoo on my face, I was like, yo, this
is. What was the first one?
So my first one was my name.
Well, I'm talking about on your face.
Oh, on my face, it was a spider. So if you know anything about spiders, they actually set a trap to catch their prey. So the resemblance was like, I was like, yo, in order to not be consumed in a trap, I need to learn how the traps get set.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So
spicy. Too early. So we talking spicy.
So that's what it was for me. I was like, yo, like I need to be the person who sets the trap. Not that I want to capture anything, but if I could identify how this significant creature sets up a trap, leave, and then come back and they got dinner on the table, that's the same way that I need to operate in business. Mm-hmm. And once I did that, I was like, yo, this is the commitment to myself that I am not going to be a part of the trap. I'm not going to be a part of the lunch. I'm going to be a part of the hunt. You know what I mean?
Why the face though?
Because man, it's just so bold. And like I said, you know, with the fashion, with the runway, I always was different.
Yeah.
So it just was like, yo, like face tattoos, it set the bar high. Yeah, it ain't a neck tattoo. 100%. You go on the level up. It ain't an arm tattoo. It can't cover it up. So when you make that type of commitment, you really got to step out into the world and not care what nobody think. You know what I'm saying? Not really, you know, value with no validation of people's opinions on your life. You really got to wake up every day and make it happen.
Right.
Yeah.
So tell me about your business model in terms of like what you offer, how you help people.
Okay.
What is it that you do?
Yeah. So basically what I started out as a tattoo artist in my mom's house, and she hated me for it. Like she hated me for it. It wasn't until a couple years ago. She was like, yo, I'm so proud of you that you didn't give up. But understanding that, you know, some people don't see your vision. So I started that. I scaled up super fast. Like I'm talking about in a couple months, I had like a private studio. And then in a couple years, I was the first like youngest Black African American shop owner to like ever open a tattoo shop when I opened my shop. So you know, from my mom not believing
me. And what part of Philly?
Like I'm in the uptown, like Alleyne.
Right,
section. So it was other Black owners, but I was the youngest to do it in the world at the time. So like that was like real big, you know what I'm saying? Because like, and my mom still didn't see it at the time, and I'm like, yo, like this go down in the Guinness Book of World Records. Right. Like, I'm the youngest to do it.
How old were you?
I was 22.
Have your own.
Yeah.
Shop.
Yep. I was 22. Yep. I was fresh. So at that time, I had already like blazed my trail as like, yo, this is what it's going to be. So that business, for me, what was important was like, you know, I see everything that's going on. Like I'm observing the guys that's hustling, the guys that's playing ball. And the one thing that I noticed was nobody's buying the stuff back in the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? We've seen the neighborhood decline, and I was just like, yo, this is going to be my opportunity to, you know, buy back my neighborhood. Yeah. So what I did was once I got that shop, I started investing in other things. So I had a hair and nail salon. I had a lash studio. I got a barbershop.
Really?
Yeah, I got event space. So these was all my brick and mortar business. So I took the success and all my learning and from my experience from that one shop that I had, and then I just went and duplicated it multiple times. And in 1 year, I went and opened up 4 businesses. And people thought I was crazy. Like, they're like, yo, you...
It sounds demanding, bro.
Yeah,
golly.
It sounds crazy. And when you know... People like to put you in a box.
Yeah.
And if you let those people put you in a box, then that's where you're going to be at. So, you know, as a tattoo artist, you know, people see you like, I was good, bro. Like, I'm really good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At what I do, because I'm
dedicated.
No more. Yeah, I'm dedicated to the craft. But I was like, yo, if I can do this, what's the scariest thing? Starting. I'm like, yo, I started, I succeeded. The lights is on. I know that I could duplicate this model. Yeah. So what I did was... All right, right next door to my tattoo shop, hair and nail salon. They was like, yo, you know nothing about the hair and nail industry.
Right.
Okay, and what did I know about tattooing when I started? I knew nothing. I just knew that I wanted it. I knew that I wanted to change my life. I knew that I wanted to make some changes. So, yo, worst thing that could happen, I closed the business, start another business.
The worst thing that could happen.
The worst thing.
Is you close it.
And start again.
Yo, I hope people really catch that because it's not like, so if you're gonna go rob a bank, the worst thing that can happen is you spend the rest of your life in jail.
Yeah.
That's tough,
yeah.
Right? If you're gonna go like rob somebody and think it go wrong, you kill somebody, worst thing that can happen, rest of your life. That's tough.
Yeah.
But in terms of a business, it's like the worst thing that can happen is it just don't work. And then what?
And then what?
So when you open up this hair nail salon, because you know there's a lot of people who like frown on multiple streams, like, yo, just focus, because you're like really going against the whole one thing.
Yeah.
Focus on one thing. When you open up the salon, tell me about like how it got going.
All right, so this another thing, right? Every business that I open, right, I always wanted to open it with somebody that I could help push them forward. So my tattoo shop, I could have did it by myself. I did it with my brother. You know what I mean? I had a lash studio. I did it with my sister. I had a barber shop. I did it with one of my friends. You know what I mean? I got an event space. I did it with my kids. You know what I mean? I got business with my wife. Yeah. So every business, I wanted to make sure that I was partnered with somebody, because I didn't want to just create the wealth. So with this particular hair and nail salon, it was supposed to be me and my homies, right? We're going into this situation. And like I said, I'm always a person that's like, yo, we could take this step stool and we both could go up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It don't just have to be me. We both could go up. And I got into it. It really was just for him. I'm like, yo, I could focus on this, but look, here go an opportunity. He was like, yo, I want you to partner with me. Man, that's what I already love to do. Man. So we get all the way up to, like, I'm talking about grand opening, and he backs out.
What?
He backs out. So now I'm stuck. I'm stuck with this hair and nail salon that I invested this bread into. I'm like, yo, I gotta do it.
Let me ask you, did your partner put up money?
No.
There it goes.
No. So
it's so easy when you don't got no skin in the game.
Yeah.
It's easy for you to be like, yo.
Yeah.
I ain't feeling this.
So what happened was we got up to a certain point where I was investing, because he lived in Jersey at the time. I'm like, yo, you know, you want to get everything right? You know what I'm saying? Like, we spent a little money. You want to get me right? And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm having some issues with the car. I can't make it over there. Now, this is my friend, so I'm not thinking like, yeah, I mean, he's not going to get with me. Mm-hmm. So then it came time to, like, you know, like, yo, we got to do something. Like, you know what I'm saying? He like, dang, man, you spent a lot of money. I'm like, you told me it was cool. Like, you said, like, I wasn't just spending my money. You told me it was cool. So I wound up, I was just like, all right, bro, well, we just going to have to, you know what I mean? We just going to have to call it what it is. And, you know what I mean, I'm stuck with it. Like, if you can't pay it, then I got to go all in, because I got kids. I got a family. I got a legacy that I'm trying to build. This opportunity was for me and you, but it got to be 50-50. I got sweat equity into it. I got money into it. I got advertising. I got a lot. You know what I mean? A lot into it.
That's the thing, man. I've learned. And I will partner with people on various things, but if they don't got no sweat equity in it, if they don't put anything into it and you just want to give them an opportunity, they're never going to be as committed.
Yeah, so it wasn't bringing anything to the table, like staff or none of that. So I'm doing all that stuff. So at some point, it's not even about the money. It's about the blood, sweat, and tears that you put into it. And I was just like, well, look, I'm just had to ride this rodeo by myself. Yeah. It's going to be a little solo joint. So I did that. And, man, you know, like, you know what I mean, grateful that I did. Because
did it turn out?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Anything, any business that you have that involves females and you structure it the right way, you got the right employees and you got the right quality product, man, it's going to go. It's going to go. It's going to promote itself.
Before you opened up the
hair and nail salon.
Yeah, hair and nail salon.
Yeah.
Did your tattoo salon, did it get to a point where it was like self-sustaining, or you was kind of in it every day still?
No, I was in it every day. And the reason why, like, because you asked me about tattoo anymore, the reason why I got out of it, because it was so demanding that I couldn't do anything else.
Right.
I was like, all right, you know, my value increased, my skill set increased, so my price increased. And then it gets to a point where it's just like, dang, this is all I can do. I can't do nothing else.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? So you talk about focusing on that one thing. Like, just think about school. Like, we in school for the first 12 years, K through 12.
Mm-hmm.
They give us multiple things,
facts,
you know what I mean, to do. Then we go to college. They give us multiple things to get out and focus on one thing. I'm like, no, man, no, no. So for me, I felt like it was a ceiling on the type of not only the money I could make, but the type of lives and the things that I could impact. So once I saw that, I was just like, yo, I gotta make some type of sacrifice now, because it's growing to the point where I can step off and do these other things, and I can put my attention to other places. And that's exactly what I did, man. I just really start replacing my income there, you know what I mean, feeding my guys that was there with other businesses. And I was like, yo, once I'm able to invest in various businesses and it replaced me being here, then I'm going to fully step off. And that's exactly what happened.
Gotcha. So the you have four businesses. So you open your salon at like the tattoo parlor.
Yeah.
Is it called a tattoo parlor?
Tattoo shop. Tattoo parlor.
And then you open how many more that same year?
So we did four that same year. So we had the tattoo shop.
Yeah.
We did the eyelash studio.
Yeah.
Yep. And then we did the hair and nail salon. Mm-hmm. We did the barber shop and event space.
Wow.
Yeah.
What year was this?
This was last year, 2019.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, they thought I was crazy. My grandma was like, "Don't open no more business." I was like, "Yo, nobody in my family ever did this."
Last year, 2019.
Yeah.
So walk me through 2018. What was life like?
All right, 2018 was, all right, so 2018 was, okay, I'm tattooing every day, right? I'm just like, and not to say like I'm making good money, but then it's still no full level of fulfillment there. It's still no full level of like, okay, I'm just doing this. Like I'm just working, I'm getting paid. I love it. Yeah. But then it's, you know what I mean, it just becomes demanding. So I was like, 2019, I'm gonna change some things. So one of the things that I changed was I stopped buying designer. So you know, you got the runway,
yeah.
You know what I mean? I had $30,000 in Gucci, Louis Vuitton, Balenciagas all in the closet. I was just like, yo, I gotta do something new. You know what I mean? So I was just like, yo, I'm a person that makes commitments to myself. I'm very disciplined. So all 2019, I'm not going to buy no designer.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Walmart. I bought a $24 pair of Avis sneakers. You know what I'm saying? $23 or something like that. I went through the whole 2019 on pair of sneakers. I traveled the countries in those sneakers,
mm-hmm.
all that. And I was like, yo, I'm going to go my whole 2019 through this. And the money that I take every time I get excited, because we like to buy things that make us feel good. Every time that I feel like I want to go treat myself to something, I'm gonna go invest it. And that's what I did. So I went, I went to Bali with Neo in January. We went to Bali like 4 days, the first 4 days of January, we went to Bali. So I spent like a week there. I came back and that February I had my event space. So me just staying down and just switching my mindset on things that I wanted opposed to things that I needed was the total change. So just in that one month, I'm like, yo, got the event space.
Is 2019 or 2020?
This 2019.
2019 gotcha.
February. You know what I mean? Got the event space, right? In May, I got the hair and nail salon. In June, I got the eyelash studio. And I think August, I got the barbershop. So all that year was just like, yo, I'm not spending my money on things that I want. I'm focused. I'm disciplined.
Yeah.
So I wasn't worried about what nobody think about me, because Runway know how I've been doing this. I got a closet full of that. I know I could do that already.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yo, you got to take that out of your mindset of what people are going to think about you. You feel what I'm saying? Because we look at wealthy people and they had the same sneakers for like 3-4 years.
Right.
So I really, 2019 was my study of wealth. I studied millionaires and billionaires. How do they talk? What time they get up in the morning? What do they read? What's their diet? You know what I mean? Like how do they budget? I'm studying all these different things. And I was like, yo, 2019 gonna be the year that I change my life, my family life, my community life. Anybody involved with me, 2019 gonna be the year. And that's what I did. So, you know, we get the 2020. You know what I'm saying? We in COVID. Well,
were you making good money in 2018?
Hell yeah, I was making good money. But it was so
so demanding. Like you have to be there.
I have to be there to make money. So 2018, I'm there, and I basically set my stuff up to where as though it's half day or full day. So you either gonna see me for 500 or 1,000, and it's gonna be 5 hours or 10 hours. So I'm spending 10 hours at work. I'm making 1,000. That's good money. I mean, making like $6,000-$7,000. You know what I mean, a week. That's good money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. But at the same time, it's just like I go home. And I got kids. I got a big family, bro. I got 7 kids and a wife. I go home and then what? I go home and then what? I don't got no time for my kids. I'm going to drop them off in the morning at school. And then I don't see them until I come home. They sleep. And that's my day throughout the week. And that's not no way to live life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's not no way to live life. And I feel like, yeah, I'm making my money to provide for my family, but it got to be more than life than just going to work. I felt like an employee of the business. I had no time to work. I had no time to work on the business. I'm so busy working in the business.
Wow.
So the business can grow. So when you talk about Was I able to leave so that everything could be straight? No, because I'm still working in the business. I had no time to work on the business. I had no time to be like, okay, what systems I'm going to put in place so that if I got a sick day or my kids got a doctor's appointment, how I'm going to chill?
Yeah.
I couldn't chill. I couldn't.
Yeah. So 2019, so previously you're working doing tattoos, and then 2019, you start to leverage your time, right?
Yeah.
To where you have businesses that are bringing you money.
Yeah.
But even in the brick and mortar space, it's very demanding, right? Yeah. Because I can imagine with four different physical buildings, there's a fire every day.
Yeah.
I got to go here. I got to be there, right? Just making sure everything's cool.
Well, that's why I opened it. That's why I opened it with partners.
Yeah.
That's why I opened it with, you know what I'm saying? I opened it with my brother. I opened it with my sister. Yo, we going to establish what these roles are in the business. You feel what I'm saying? Gotcha. So I know when I'm going into it, I know that if a fire go out, I ain't got to rush to put the fire out. You feel what I'm saying?
Somebody there. Yeah, and that's their thing.
Yeah.
That's
their thing. Yo, you got that? All right, cool. So I don't have to worry about it. Now, if it's a big issue, then we can set up a meeting. We can talk about that and we can handle it as such. But I wanted to make sure that I have people in position that can, you know what I mean, put those fires out so I don't have to be there, because that can be overwhelming. Don't go out here, open all these businesses, try to wear all these hats, and you don't have no, you know what I mean, no management in place or nothing in place. You feel what I'm saying? It just so happened that the people that I opened the business with, they also work in the business.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So it's theirs too, like it's mine. So we co-parenting. We co-parenting.
Right, right. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you open these businesses, did they put money into, or like, are you the chief financer when you start opening?
Oh yeah, all day. So my sister came to the table half, my brother came to the table half. I mean, besides the hair and nail salon, but the barbershop, my folks came to half. So my event space was the only thing that I really funded, and that was just like, that was solely just like for me and my family. Like I paid them a percentage of the business, like they worked there. So that was really like one of my like ways of real estate, basically, besides the real estate that I already got going on.
Gotcha. About how much did it cost to like kind of open these? Like what is like typical investment for a nail salon, or, you know?
All right, so that's a great question. So how I do all my businesses, I always start them off. Like I give myself like, okay, how much is it gonna cost me to start? Most people want everything to be perfect. I don't want everything to be perfect. I want it to be scalable. I want to see if I can improve the business and be able to take the income from the business and, you know what I mean, help the business scale. Most people, they like, look, I need $20,000 to start this business. I'm like, I need five. You feel what I'm saying? I need first, last, and security, and I need enough to make this thing up the code in case they do inspection, and you know what I mean? I need talent in here that can make it do what it do. You know what I'm saying? So roughly between, you know what I mean, $5,000 and $10,000. Now with my event space, I did that off a credit card. So I swiped that off a Discover card, you know what I'm saying? And basically got it all furnished. And, you know what I mean, the people that was having rentals paid me back. My sister, we went half. Lash Studio, for anybody who don't know, the materials don't cost that much. All you need is massage beds. Right. We was grabbing them off Facebook Marketplace, putting it up, you know what I mean, make it look nice, fresh coat of paint. We open for business. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, people make starting a business a whole science project, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's so technical and it's so much. And really, it's, yo, what can I do to get it open?
What can I do to get the doors open? And one of the things people be like, oh, I need a business plan. Oh, I need a website. Oh, I need an Instagram page. Oh, I need flyers. No, you need you. You are the business plan. If you understand, the thing I understood when I opened up my tattoo shop, the thing I understood was the people was coming to see me. My work was good. My work was top notch, but the people, I was the business.
Yeah.
I didn't need no plan. I just needed to be there every day and, you know what I'm saying, and be me. Mm-hmm. And once I understood that, I was like, yo, I don't need to, of course, don't get it wrong. Write your stuff down. Definitely have goals and, you know what I mean, definitely strategize to take your business to the next level. But yo, start. Like, yo, just commit. Yeah. Once you commit, like, yo, once I was, I was $8,000 in this hair and nail salon. I'm like, I'm committed. I can't go back now. I'm financially committed. I'm mentally committed. I'm spiritually committed. You know what I'm saying? You know, money come easily, frequently, and abundantly. I say my, you know what I mean? Say my financial, I'm committed. So you just, and people are just scared to commit because they scared of, they scared to lose. And it's just like, I took losses. I definitely took losses, but I'm trying to tell you, when you take two L's, put them like this, you get a nice, you know, you get a nice it. W. You know what I'm saying?
I love it. You take two L's.
Yeah, you take two L's.
And that's real. That's literally like story of my life. Like, like these L's compound to a one victory. So I made a post the other day where I was saying that I've lost way more times than I've won.
For sure.
I've lost way more times than I've won. But I'm up because the wins be so big. It's like...
Yeah. It's crazy, bro. It's crazy. Like, it's a saying. It floated around on Instagram. Like, yo, you work 10 years hard for that 1 year that changed your life.
Mm-hmm.
That 1 year changed my whole entire life, bro. Like, I was going to mastermind after mastermind. I'm getting in the rooms. Like, my mental capacity was expanding at such an alarming rate. And I knew it was because I come back and I talk to people and they be looking at me like, I don't know what you talk. I don't know what you, like, you on a whole nother level. And I was just like, yo, it just came from just being committed and just going, like being in the right rooms and just being like, yo, you really had an opportunity. Like, we in 2020 right now, you know what I'm saying? Like, you had an opportunity to be rich or be poor. That's really a choice. Like, people had those options. It's just that mentally, some people don't know that they had a choice. Mm-hmm. So they like, yo, these are my circumstances. So I gotta stay like this. Ain't no way out. And they wanna blame it on everything that's around them. But the real reason is you. Like, you can't, you can make money or you can make an excuse, but you can't do both at the same time.
Yeah.
So when things get hard for me, I'm like, yo, I gotta use my perspective. I'm like, yo, is this something that's gonna make me money? Am I just making the excuse about it? Like, I gotta be transparent with myself. I gotta ask Runway some questions. Yeah. Like, yo, is this really bad or is this really good? You feel what I'm saying? And you really gotta have those conversations with yourself, because you have a conversation with another person and they be like, bro, that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really not that bad. You probably can find something in the good at it. It's just that we are so drawn to see things in a negative manner, and that's where our mind go. But every situation, bro, I always try to look at a positive side to it. Like, for instance, like, I'll give you an example. Like, my grandma was getting her kitchen remodeled. So the contractors, they ran off, like, with the money. So she had some unfinished stuff, wires hanging off. So I came in and I got a stove put in. So I got her a double oven, right, for her birthday. So the guy come install a stove, and he like, we got a problem. The line not even hooked up to the box. So I'm like, so all right, we go fix it. So I'm like, yo, I could either look at that as like negative, or I could look at it like, dang, my grandma could have went and cooked. Now, our house could have been on fire. We lose 40 years of wealth over one mistake because I didn't know. So it's all about the perspective. So they go put her stove in. Now she got a gas leak. I'm like, dang, grandma could have went and turned on that stove. It go up in fire. I lose grandma, man. We lose the house, 40 years of wealth in our family. So it's, you could think about it like, dang, why all these things keep happening? Or you could look at it like, dang, I'm glad this happened, because now I could take care of it. And then also being in a position to take care of it. So a lot of people would be like, dang, why you always calling me for stuff? It's like, yo, be grateful. Show gratitude that you're even in a position for somebody to call you to bail them out. Now, I'm not saying bail them out, but I'm saying like, yo, you in a position to help somebody.
Yeah.
That's an incredible position to be in at any part in life, if you're in a position to help.
That's an awesome one. I got two questions, because I want to move to 2020, but there's so much packed in this 2019.
Yeah.
I'm interested in the perspective that you said, I would lose 40 years of wealth in my family. What do you mean?
Absolutely. So my grandma owned that house free and clear. You feel what I'm saying? I also do real estate too. So I talk to people who's losing their properties every day. So my grandma may have a kitchen for several months because contractors ran off. You know, she an older person. She lived with pride. She don't want to ask nobody for
help.
She's
had that house for 40 years?
Yeah.
And then what happened to the kitchen?
They was remodeling.
Oh, they were remodeling and just left the house.
They skated on her. So what I say is, like, eventually, you know what I'm saying, my grandmama is going to transition. You feel what I'm saying? So she, to the point where her house never looked this way. You know what I mean? She discouraged because somebody came and took her money. She don't have access to a kitchen. You know what I'm saying? Her, She eating out all the time, high sodium and stuff. So what happens to a person at that age? They start to give up. You feel what I'm saying? So in a situation like that, if it was a fire or if it was this, that, and the third, yo, we literally gonna let this house go up in smoke. You feel what I'm saying? And it's been in our family for 40 years, over a couple thousand dollars? No. My grandma's house is worth like $2 million. We gonna lose that? We gonna use 40 years of wealth for $3,000-$4,000? No. So it's a lot of people who literally like, yo, grandma got this house that y'all own, that been owned for years. She owned this house for years. And you know what I mean? When they die, everybody wanna fight off the insurance money, but what about grandma's house? What about grandma's house? How are we gonna keep that legacy in the family? Y'all gonna let that get sold? Why we don't let that go on for generations? Because that very same house was the house I was raised in, my uncles was raised in, generations come up in that house. We all climbed that same tree outside my grandma's house. You feel what I'm saying? So it's things like that where this is an asset that when she bought it, it wasn't worth this much, but it's worth $2 million. You know what I mean? 2 point something. But yo, we talking about $2 million of wealth. And that's the number one way that wealth get passed is when people transition. You know what I mean? You get the life insurance and you get the house.
Wow.
Why will we lose that as a family? Our family become instant millionaires. Instantly. Mm. Why wouldn't we protect that at all costs?
Yeah.
We can't enable grandma transition. We can't enable that. But man, we ain't gonna have a turnover in our grave over. You know what I'm saying? Right. You feel me?
And it was interesting that 2019 is like, you know, a breakout year for you. You're opening new businesses. You're getting like taking your hands off of businesses and not being so involved in your own money making process, right? Because most people they're super involved in the way that they make money, right?
Absolutely.
But this is it. It seems like this is also your year of personal development. So before this year, were you into personal development?
I was into personal development, but I wasn't dedicated. We talked about that commitment. I wasn't committed. I was like most people. I'm on it when I'm on it, and I'm off it when I'm off it. Yeah. 2019, I was like, yo, this is it. Like I'm getting in a room. I'm getting around. I don't care what it costs. I don't care what it costs, because I started to realize the price of, you know what I'm saying, like what it costs if I didn't do it.
Yeah.
I started realizing that price, like dang, like if I don't get in a room, then I'm like, how much is life robbing me every year that I'm not getting this information to go to the next level?
How much is life robbing me every year that I don't get in the room?
Life sticking a gun to me, like give it up. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Every day that I go past and I don't got the information to figure this thing out, life robbing me. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And when I was, you know, doing tattoos and I'm making good money, like I'm grateful in all aspects of life, I'm grateful. I'm making good money. But every hour that I'm near, no matter how that $100 an hour that I'm charging or $150 an hour that I'm charging, right? I'm always thinking like life is still robbing me because I haven't figured it out. My grandma, she's 70, she ain't figured it out. My mom, she's 50, she ain't figured it out. You know what I'm saying? Yo, that's like 100 years right there.
Wow.
They ain't figured it out. So every year that I don't got to figure it out, bro, something wrong.
Yeah.
Something wrong, I got to figure it out. You know what I mean? I got to figure it out.
So one is just dope. You kind of put your people in position and those relationships still fresh, still rocking.
Yeah, yeah.
Good. Because that's not, sometimes business can put a strain on people, especially some things that we, you know, encountered in 2020, right?
Oh, for sure, COVID, for sure.
Where, you know, I have an event space. So for a couple of months.
Yeah.
It was nasty.
We was lights out.
It was nasty.
We was lights out.
Yeah, we took that L. And you know, always talking to the landlord. This is why I actually bought a building. Cause I was like, through this process, the landlord was like, yo, you can't not pay rent.
Right.
He said, I can defer it.
Yeah.
And you just pay it on the back end. I'm like, bro, it's the same thing. I still gotta pay the bread.
Yeah.
But I understood it because you have a mortgage and you want me to pay you, so you pay your mortgage. I'm not mad at that. But it was ugly. It was ugly. Now, the good news is we had reserves, so it wasn't like
an issue. That's the same situation.
Yeah.
Like, and to the cost of if I don't do it, if I never open a vent space, I had 2 months and my vent space is like pretty small. It's like 700 square feet. I had two $10,000 months back to back where I didn't even show up for the business. Like right before COVID.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? So it's just like, had I would have never done it, I wouldn't have never known. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people become scared of the unknown. But I'm like, yo, if I never did that crap, I wouldn't have had.
For sure.
I wouldn't have had two of the best, you know what I mean? Two of the best months in business at that location. So it just was like, you know what I mean? It's always those unknowns. You know what I'm saying? It's always those unknowns. But like the cost that you don't do, I would have never experienced that. I would have never known what the business could have did.
So 2019 is going well. Walk me into 2020, because is this when you start getting in the digital space?
Oh yeah. So I was forced in it. I was forced in the digital space. So let me tell you how I get into the digital space, right? COVID was a blessing. And I hate to say it that way. I hate to say it, but it really was a blessing. And the reason why I say that is because I was having my seventh child during COVID. I'm like freaked out because I'm like, yo, how is this even going to happen? You know what I'm saying? They talking about Corona, how serious it is and all that. And I'm supposed to have it like around my birthday in May. And prior to, you know what I'm saying? You know, COVID happened like little March. So prior to, I'm gearing up for these last couple months. So I'm trying to get my last little tattoo money, trying to get my last little event space money. I'm trying to get my last little hair. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how serious this stuff is going to be. So I was like, yo, I gotta start doing this. Now, marketing was always my thing. I always like sat down, talked to people about, that was always my thing. Like always my thing, like low key, like always my thing. Marketing was always my thing. I never really did nothing with it. It was like one of those hidden talents. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know how to sing, but you don't, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
you know what I'm
saying?
Yeah, so it was one of those things. So I created my wife an ebook, you know what I'm saying? For her business, because I'm like, dang, I'm a man, I could go do tattoos, I'll figure it out. You know what I'm saying? During COVID, I'll figure it out. We'll close the blinds, you know what I'm saying? We'll get it in, I'll figure it out. But for her, I was like, yo, she's not gonna have access to no funds. So I was like, she needs a digital product.
Right.
So I start studying because I know marketing. I start studying and I sat her down. And I was like, this is what you're gonna be doing over the next 2 months. And she looked at me like I was crazy. And she was just like, is you serious? An ebook? I'm like, yeah, this is what you're going to be doing. This is how you're going to fund your living. You know what I'm saying? During your whole pregnancy until you're ready to go back to work or till this crap clear up. And she looked at me and she trusts my word. So she said, okay, cool. So we sat down, we strategized, we built it. And the first day she released her digital product, she did $807. I couldn't believe that.
She sold the ebook for $807?
No, she sold the ebook for $47, but her gross that day was like $807 in a couple hours.
Just off the ebook?
Just off the ebook.
Gotcha.
So I'm like, hold up. I'm going to work all day for 10 hours for this $1,000. You just sat home, you know what I'm saying, sitting, you know what I mean, rubbing oil on your belly, and you know what I'm saying, you just made this money. I'm like, oh, no, hold up. So the next day, she did like it was close to 800, it was like 790. I'm like, all right. I'm still going to work. I'm like, all right, you're working a little easier than my work. And the third day she did like 11. So I'm looking like, all right, one day, 2 day. I mean, this ain't no one hit wonder. And we kept it going. And funny story, I'm telling Neo about this ebook play. I'm like, yo, you ain't gonna believe this. He like, nah, bro, I ain't doing no ebook.
Oh, so you spark. Okay. Neo go crazy.
Yeah, exactly. So between the end of March and April, you know, his birthday in April, between that time, I'm telling him like, yo, you need to do the ebook, He like, man, I'm not doing no ebook. Like my price tier is up here. Nobody gonna see me at the low cost. I'm like, bro, need to do the ebook. So, you know, he has a hardcover book, and my son that's 6 years old, he has a book also. And I'm thinking in a process, I'm like, yo, my son has this incredible affirmation book. He's 6 years old. All my kids have businesses. All my kids have LLCs. But I told Neo, I said, yo, I'm sitting here and we making this type of money off the book. You have a book as well, but what do you have to do with your book? What you have to do with your book? You gotta source your book, wait for it to come in, package that thing up, sign each one, stick it in a bubble mailer, print the label out, take it to the post office, pay for the shipping. And I was like, yo, do you not know somebody will pay you double the amount of your book to have it conveniently on their cell phone right now? And I think that was the thing that he was just like, you right. He been arguing with me all like back and forth like for like 3 weeks. I'm like, yo, bro, look, this was the book that everything. I'm hyped because like I'm going to work for the 1,000, you know what I'm saying, for 10 hours or the 500 for the 5 hours. My wife's sitting at home like this, babe, when you come home, you know what I'm saying? I get home, get I check the shit. I'm like, yo. Now, at first, it's not a life-changing amount of money, but yo, when you literally able to just sit at home and just, you know what I mean, make that type of income from not doing nothing, just making a couple posts on Instagram and hitting your email list or your text list. Yeah. Like, it's like, yo, like, come on. So that's when I start seeing the value of digital products. Now, I was.
Were y'all running ads or anything? Or
no, just, it was just straight organic. It was just straight from her page. It was just straight organic. Like, she, you know what I mean?
It's so important that Black voices are represented in Black media for so many different reasons. And the next generation of Black voices and influencers from Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collections, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. And every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Smyrna to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. I listen and I'm enjoying these conversations that are for us, by us. Black representation, again, it hasn't always been shared from our perspective. And Black perspectives haven't been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as very nuanced and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen to the Black Stories, Black Truths on NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Built up her following because she did lashes. We did some classes, so girls was following her. So they, you know, audience tapped in. But I had like an aha moment because I have always, from the very beginning, we talked about this, I always looked at things different just from standing on the corner with my homies or playing ball or being a rapper. Not that there's nothing wrong with that, because I've done those things too. But I say that to say, when I started to get my business, I always talk to people about, yo, this all you need to do with your business. This all. So that marketing that I had, people would come get tattoos from me and they get consultations.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Sure. I'm like, yo, they like, yeah, bro, I see you got all the businesses. So 2019 was me passing off a lot of game as well. Like, as I'm acquiring this knowledge, I'm also feeding it to people on live and feeding it to people on Instagram. And they like, yo, bro, you really like do it. And me, I'm focused. I'm just running through 2019, just focused. So I said, yo, Let me identify some things. Let me be transparent. So I was just like, yo, if I get in the digital space, what do people need help with? So people need help with their business structure. Not everybody know how to set up an LLC. Not everybody know how to start a business. Yeah. Everybody's going to overthink the process. That's one thing I feel like I'm very skilled at. It's just, I call it like my dummy complex per se. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I just don't think about it. I just do it. I feel like God don't give me the desire to have this hype and this emotions about it. You know what I mean? I just execute. You feel what I'm saying? And so that was another thing. And then I was just like, what stops people from actually, you know, going forward? And I was just like, man, some people don't have the capital. And I was just like, yo, I got like a good credit literacy and a good financial literacy. So what I did was I made a conundrum of online products, where it's just like how to start your business, because my kids got businesses, so they not.
Hold on. You know what that word means? Conundrum? No. Yeah, right. If I had my phone, I promise I'd be okay. That's I like that personal development. Okay, step my game up.
So that might not even be a word. I might read that. So I had this collection of products, and I was just like, yo, how to start your business, because all my kids got businesses. So they not only seeing the brick and mortar businesses that I'm doing now, I'm starting my kids with their own e-commerce stores. So they seeing that and they seeing everything. So I'm like, look, this is neat in the marketplace for this. Why? Because, we talking to the dude with the tattoos on his face that got all these businesses. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I just come from a place of transparency. I don't come, trying to be like, you can make your first $1,000. I'm not coming off like that. I'm coming like, yo, you need to get your mindset right. You need to develop some type of skill set. You need mm-hmm. to turn off the music, listen to some pop. I'm giving you the real things that I did all 2019. And then another thing was the credit literacy. So I was very fortunate enough to be able to run into people who was like, hey, bro, you already got this. What's your credit like? Not even knowing what my credit was. My credit was always good because I never really used it. I was always being a cash cow. But I started to study like financial literacy heavy in like 2018. And that's what kind of opened up my mind to go into that. You know what? I ain't giving no more money to designer. I'm not giving no more money to things of that nature. And I was just like, yo, people really need a lot of help with their credit. Not so much leveraging their credit, but understanding like just simple things like how to read a credit report or how to get things off of your credit. So I was just like, me, I didn't want to open a credit repair business. I didn't want to do that. And I'm a person like, I don't want to hold your hand and walk you through it. I'm more so I'm going to advise you. I'm going to point and you go your way. You hold your own self accountable. Yeah. I don't want to be responsible for nobody's accountability because then they're going to say, Runway, well, you didn't do it. You didn't provide value. No. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to provide you with all the value that you need. And then you go do it. Because we not in this ain't preschool. This not grade school. This not high school. Mm-hmm. We in college. When you in college, you got to wake up. You got to show up yourself. You got to get your butt to class. You're responsible for your own things. And I feel like as adults, when it comes to our business and it comes to our financial education, we got to be responsible. We can't put those things in other people's hands. So what I did, I made an alternative for people who couldn't afford the credit repair to have all the information that they need to do it themselves.
Gotcha. So you compiled all of this and that was your ebook, because your wife had an ebook.
Yeah.
You put the financial literacy ebook together.
Yeah.
And that's the one you created.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So I did that. And then I was just like, I took it a step further because I'm an extremist. So I was just like, yo, I ain't just going to do it right. I'm going to do it if I'm going to do it. So not only did they get the DIY credit repair ebook, they also get like 30 videos. That's just showing them. Like, I'm giving.
Step by step.
Yeah, I give you everything. I want you to be responsible because. Look at what I did for my friends. Look at what I did for my kids. Look at what I did for my wife. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? So with me knowing what I could do for people, I want you to be able to do the same thing. And if a credit score is stopping you, and I made it affordable,
how much is it?
$64.
$64. Let me ask you. So 2000, you don't have to answer if you don't want to.
Yeah.
How much have you made off of that $64 ebook?
$500,000, bro. No lie.
When did you drop it?
May 13th for my birthday.
May 13th, June, July, August, September. What were you, in October?
Yeah.
You made $500,000 in 5 months?
$500,000.
Okay, what did you do? Walk with me. All right. What did you do? Okay, good information. You got the ebook.
Yeah.
Walk me through.
All right, so. I understood the need for the marketplace, and I understood transparency. So when I look at a lot of brands, I look at a lot of people who have products or services. You don't communicate with your audience. You can learn a lot by selling. You could learn a lot by listening. And a lot of people just don't listen to their audience. So one of the things I did when I came out with the book, and I know that credit is like a hot topic because everybody went through it. And really, I over-delivered in my product. You feel what I'm saying? I over-delivered in my product. And I went live every single day for like the first 60 days. I went live and I answered every person question that they ever could have had in my live Instagram. I'm talking about from 12 at night till 3 in the morning. Every single night, I was on there faithfully. Why? Because not only did I want to indoctrinate my audience, I wanted them to see example of somebody that looks like them or worse than them, because I got tattoos. But I wanted them to see like, yo, this dude can't be pushing this hard and it not be good. Yeah. So a product that I could have easily had for $497, $1,000 easily, I was like, no, I want the people to have this. You're gonna have this. You're gonna impact your life. That same seriousness and that same dedication and all that I had at the beginning of 2019, I put that right on pushing that book. And every day I just got on live and just talked to people, because a lot of brands, you don't know the person behind the brand. They like, oh yeah, buy my product. It could clear your skin up. I don't even know you. And when we go back and we talk about why was people coming to me to get tattoos, it was me. My artwork was dope, but it was me. It was the value that I brought to the person. You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, yo, I'm gonna just get on there and talk to people. You know what I mean? And people start getting results. And once people start getting results,
then so you put out a good product.
Yeah.
You promoted it heavy every single day.
Every single day.
The actual product work where people got results.
It was days I made $64. And when I came out with it, it was $32 because I turned 32 on my birthday. So it wasn't even 64. Mm. I mean, I did $100,000 in one month just off the $32 offer. But I also had upsells. I had things that came behind the product. So
gotcha.
So I had the one sell, the ebook.
So you come on the website, it's like, yo, you can buy this ebook for $32 or $64, you know, $67, wherever it's at now.
Yeah.
And then it goes to what?
It goes to another course. Like, I got a lender's list. Mm-hmm. So a lender's list is like every credit score and every qualification that you need for it to be approved for certain cards. So now you could just kill all of the, oh, I got denied for this card, because you know all the criteria they're looking for.
Mm, how much is that?
That was like $29.
So 32 or 67, and then 29, because you gotta get the vendors list. You gotta get the list, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then what does it go to?
Yeah, so then it went to a trade line cheat sheet. So I just show you how trade lines operate. I show you how to, you know what I mean, when to add them, when not to add them, what type of trade line should you add, what are they good for, trying to get the house, trying to get the car, trying to get all those things. Boom, $19.
Right? So for those that aren't familiar, you'll come on the website, it'll make you an offer. And if you buy the first offer, the website just goes to another page where it's going to send you another offer.
Facts.
And then whether you say yes or no, you're going to go to this third page.
Yeah.
And it's going to make you another offer.
Yeah.
What's your average order value?
Yo, when I did it, my average order value is like $111.
So the average person spends $111 coming to the website.
Yeah. And my conversion rate was like 7.8%, which is like high for somebody that's just putting out a product.
Were you running ads?
I wasn't running no influencer ads and no, like, I wasn't running influencer ads or Facebook ads. I started after I did my first six figure month. I started running ads after that, because I was like, yo, this not
going to be six figures in a month. Just you going hard, having good information, and helping other people.
I was just tapped in the community. Another thing that I was doing after I made my first six figure month, what I did was I decided to. So what I do is I do a 45-45-45 with my marketing. I take a product. I go 45 days with it hard. Every day we own this product, 45 days with it hard. Once we get to the 45 day mark of that product, I introduce a new product and I let them know that it's dropping in the next 45 days. So now I'm 60 days out with this other product. I know how it did. I know how much data I got. I know what the sells. I know if the people feeling it because I'm listening, but also I'm building up the anticipation over the next 2 weeks for this next product to come out. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm gonna run these things together, or I'm gonna focus on this new product while people still know that this other product exists. Mm. So when they come on the website, they see new product, they see the old product that they could have got, but now it's, you know what I mean, increase more, upsell, downsell, and all that is, hey, you wanna buy it for 64? You say no. All right, well look, this is your last chance to get it for 32.
Right, you know
what I'm saying? So I did that, and on the back of my original funnel, I had my wife's ebook back there. So now everybody that came through, I made sure she ate too. Yeah, because I know how many people was going to see it.
All right, so I'm still a little confused on 45, 45, 45.
All right,
walk me through it slow.
All right, 45 days. So from, let's say, November 1st, I'm like, yo, for the next 45 days, I'm going to run with this product. So that's
telling people that, or you're just, this is just you
internally? This is my mindset. This is how I do my marketing. And the reason why I do that is because I want to give it enough time to even know, like, when I get to that 45 day, like, is the sale still going good? Like, should I keep milking it until I can't go no more? Or is it time to introduce another product? So we got to the 45 day and I'm like, I think it might be time to introduce another product. But
hold on. So while you're promoting a product, you're always building another product that you're going to offer in 45 days.
I'm always building, bro. Always building. Even if I'm not going to release it just yet, I'm always building. But you got to think that other product is not dropping until 60 days, actually, because when I go 45 days out, which is a month and a half, so basically November 1st to December 15th, I'm introducing my new product to drop on January 1. That's when it drops. So I'll be 60 days, you know what I'm saying? I'll be 2 months into pushing that product, but this new product going to drop on January 1st.
Gotcha. So November to December, that's 15. Okay, yeah. Then 60. But you're not actually dropping it on January 1st because you got to wait another 45 days?
No, it's going to drop on January 1st.
It's going to drop. Yeah. So it drops 60 days after.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So walk me through the second 45.
All right. So that next 40. All right. So the first 45 is from November 1st to December 15th, mm-hmm. the 30 days plus the 15. But that two weeks, I'm promoting that I'm dropping this new product mm-hmm. on the 1st.
Got
so
it.
The audience could kind of did it up. I'm still promoting my first product, but I'm letting y'all know everybody that get this is going to get, you know what I'm saying, a
right,
discount.
Right, right.
Sure, you
know,
keep
sure.
what I'm saying? So then on January 1st, now I still push that other product, you know what I'm saying, depending on how the sales is going, if it's going good. But this new product is my new baby. It's my newborn. So now I'm going to push this out for 45 days. So this is going to go to Valentine's
Got
Day.
It.
And then
Got
on March 1st, you know what I'm saying, I drop a new product. So it do two things. For one, it's like, I mean, you could listen to your audience. They be like, look, they'll tell you if they not ready for a new product. They'll tell you if it's like, nah, bro, keep this joint. Like, this joint, what? Yep. They will literally, like, people will literally tell you if you got a good product or not. They'll literally tell you if you need to fix some things. They'll literally tell you, like, you know what I mean, if your processes on the back end is not as immaculate as it should be, people will tell you.
This boy is a genius. Did y'all know that?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
They'll tell you, bro. People will let you know. And a lot of people, when somebody deliver the information, because you might not like it, because you feel like you the business owner, you created it, this, that, and the third, you feel like that person's opinion is not valid. But you gotta take a step back and you gotta look at it like, could I tighten up my system? Could I tighten up my back end? Could I tighten up this, that, and the third? Like, for instance, when we did that $100,000 a month, like, bro, it came with a private Facebook group. So this is another thing. In my first 45, right, my first 45 from November 1 to December 5th, I started announcing I'm going to do classes every week. So I would holler at all my friends like a David, you know what I'm saying, like a Neo, you feel what I'm saying? And I'd be like, look, could you hop on my Zoom call with my audience and just educate them? So now I got all my audience showing up. They like, dang, I already bought the book. He not asking for no more money. And he teaching. Mm. So I had my homie student loan doctor come on. I'm like, yo, I share my platform with y'all. Y'all can come on, y'all can teach, and y'all can make an offer at the end. You know what I'm saying? If y'all got something of value that my audience feel like that they could get from you, go ahead, make it happen. And that's what I did. So I did that every week for like the last 30 days. So from December 1 to January 1, they got 4 classes. So now you start to build like a tribe. You start to build like a real following. And I think just from doing that, like just from being that person that was just like bro, always online giving value. I feel like he gave everything. It's just like, yeah. Man, I had people like, bro, I ain't even need the book. My credit already 7, son. I just bought it just because, like, bro, you be giving value.
Wow.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, I just like to be on the lives, taking the information and just hear some positivity. And people don't understand how valuable that is. Like, we consume so much negative things all day long. It's just good to hear. And it shows, like I was at like 64,000 followers on my birthday. I'm at like 115,000 now.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So I've been growing my Instagram account since it started. But in the last, I mean, 5-6 months, I basically doubled my following from what I originally have, all by tapping into the people. You gotta be for the people, and you gotta really mean it. You can't be a person that's like, oh yeah, I made $100,000, but don't nobody bought your products, got results. Yeah. You ain't answer no questions. You ain't get back to nobody if they ain't get their stuff. Yeah. Like, no, you gotta be like that. And we grew so fast that That we had like spammers and all that stuff in a Facebook group. I don't even know how they got in, but you know what I mean, we had to go in there and like clean house. I'm like, yo, we had the Forex people in the group. I'm like, yo,
do they be attacking your comments, bro?
Oh my god,
how do you get them off you?
I wish I knew. Yo,
no, them joints, they consistent. Yeah. Though, I tell you that. Yeah. You gotta like, yeah, as an entrepreneur, you're like, yo, it sucks, but you're like, dang, they tenacious.
Somebody, I know, like,
somebody doing something and it's working.
Yeah, I'm like. Am I in the wrong business? I need to be. I'm like, all right, I did. You know what I'm saying? I did good so far for these couple of months. I need to, you know what I mean? They always try and push the envelope. But this, I look at that, and like I said, our perspective, I look at that, and it's like, yo, it's like the same way they go, I got to beat them. Like, how could I go harder than them? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just for like, sure, bro, they everywhere.
Yo, so for one, that's just dope because you keep a fresh product in front of people. And yeah. I think even we get tired of the same product and we want to create something new, but we don't start creating until we get tired of our product. But like, that's a part of, no matter how good this product is doing, I'm going to build something else that's going to be the offer.
Absolutely.
That's amazing. So as you prepare for 2021, are we running the same play because it's working, or are you looking to do something else?
Well, I got Airbnb about to jump off. Mm-hmm. So another business, rental car company about to jump off. So I do got some other things in the mix. That's gonna happen. But bro, I'm gonna stick to what's working. Definitely I'm on a self-development every day. So I'm always trying to continue to, you know what I mean, keep working, pushing myself to keep going harder. Man, and I can't even say, like, you know what I mean, like what's else to come right now, because I don't know. I'm one of them people that get ideas and then I had a product done tomorrow. You know what I mean? Like I come in here, set the studio lights up, and I get the recording. So that's really how I am. I do what make me feel good. You know what I mean? I do what make me feel like, you know what I mean? Because the one thing is, like, it's like, you think about Instagram got like 1.8 billion active users, like active.
Really?
Yeah, like active. So at one point in time, I was like, yo, I know my sales about to like start going down because like I know all my audience is, you know what I mean, based on the algorithm. And I was just like, yo, and I just want to keep that excitement for myself because I know like one thing could get old to me and it's still new to my audience. Like it's still new to somebody. Like it's still new to somebody waiting until Thursday till they get their paycheck to be like, yo, you know what? I heard enough of bull IGTV stories and it's live. Right. I'm convinced now. 100%. You feel what I'm saying? So definitely just keeping that same consistency and keeping that same creativeness. Cause as a creative, yeah, I mean, you definitely, you don't want to run the same old shift. Like I think one of the things that it got real exciting for me was that like, all right, even though I'm tattooing and I'm doing a new tattoo every single day, it still feel like the same thing every single day because it's no flexibility there. You know what I mean? It's just like we consume to this one thing. I'm locked in this space for this amount of hours with like an ebook. You could be like, yo, I'm gonna do a 50% off sale. I'm gonna do a bundle. I'm gonna add some stuff that I recorded from, I mean, 2019 that I just so happened to watch and is valuable now. So it's all so many different ways that you could get creative, especially around the holidays, Black Friday, Christmas. I mean, you can always still take that same product that you have, repackage, repurpose, and make it, you know what I mean, make it feel like it, you know what I mean, new.
Solid. Yeah. I gotta ask you though, you have 7 kids. They all live with you?
So my oldest live in North Carolina, but
how's your oldest?
My oldest is 12.
Okay.
Yeah, he live in North Carolina, and my others, yep.
So 6 of them live with you.
Yeah. So it's like part time. They go with their mom half of the week because they got different moms. Don't judge me. You know what I'm saying? But no. So I get 3 of them half of the week, and I get and then the rest rock with me.
Gotcha.
Yep.
I'm moving into a space. I have a daughter.
Okay. Congrats. And,
appreciate
Daddy
it.
Daddy gang.
My wife is pregnant with another child now.
Ooh, you know what you haven't yet?
Girl.
Ooh.
So yeah, so we have a girl. So this is our second child, my first.
Okay.
So.
Got you.
And so I'm in the house with all girls.
Got you.
How do you manage, especially like running these multiple businesses and doing your best to give each child their individual relationship? Like, how do you how do you go about it?
That's a good question. So while we was over here, I just asked my daughter like what she like and what she don't like. You know what I mean? And I brought her out here like just because, you know what I mean? Like we spend time together, but you know what I mean? Your daughter. Yeah. Every child got their own personality and you gotta know what, you know what I mean, what make them thrive, what make them go, and what make them not so interested. So, you know what I mean, I always, you know, try to individualized things for them to do, try to kick it with them. But like I said, that was another thing. When I'm tattooing, it's just like, I'm like, dang, man, like it's hard to build that when you get home, it's 10 o'clock at night and you like, yeah, yo, go to bed. You got to get up for tomorrow. You know what I mean? So,
and that's the first conversation you're having with them, kind of. You know what I'm saying?
Then in the morning, all right, come on, get up, let's go, because I got to go make five drop off. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely like a schedule that you have to, you know what I mean? You know, you got to give yourself that routine. And you gotta, you know what I mean, I'm like I said, I'm a very disciplined person. So it's always a work in progress. You always got things that pop up in entrepreneurship where you like, yo, but the one thing that I do is I always try to have them around and involved. So even when I'm talking, you know what I mean, high level mastermind stuff that they might not understand yet, or when I'm sitting down and I'm educating them on stuff of how they could build their business, educate them about taxes, teach them about credit cards, like, you know, just basically like, you know, all right, so if you got an LLC, your daughter, you know what I mean, you could pay her $12,000 tax free out of the LLC. You know what I'm saying? Just for being your daughter. Like, that's the tax bill. So just understanding, like, yo, when I'm paying you to do this stuff every week, you know what I mean, to do what you do, like whether it's to work on your business, you getting paid to work on your business now instead of working on your business to make money. You know what I mean? And I'm taking tax free dollars from, you know what I'm saying, my business to pay your allowance. Now you don't get that all at once, but guess what? You get it by the week. So now if you tell me like, yo, my 150 I got this week, I spent it all on Fortnite. I'm like, all right, well, look, we got to get this right next week. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Sure. Now, if you say I spent 50 on Fortnite, but I got 100, you feel what I'm saying? And I want these sneakers that I've been looking at. I'll be like, okay, well, you getting another 150, you know what I mean, this week. You feel what I'm saying? What you going to do? Is you gonna spend 250 on the J's, or is you going to wait till the next week till you get your allowance, or is you going to take half of that and save it, put the other half to the side, and then once you get your money, you feel what I'm saying, you will have it. And then another way is just like teaching them how to invest, like teaching them about stocks and investment accounts. Like, yo, look, if this $12,000, you want me to give you the whole thing, you know what I mean, this year, or you want me to you know, slice it in half and put some in a Roth account for you.
So pretty much you can spend that time by bringing them with you as you're moving.
Yeah, because kids spell love TIME. Yeah, that's how they spell love. You feel what I'm saying? So it's just like, sometimes, like, my daughter, she very simple. Like, you know what I mean? We could leave and go get ice cream, and she like, yo, I just had the best time in Atlanta in my life. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, real rap. She don't care about that we flew here first class. She don't care about none of that. She just like, yo, look, I went with my dad to Atlanta. We got breakfast and ice cream. Mm. Best time of my life. My son, on the other hand, he like, dad, is we getting on a private jet again? Da-da-da-da. We going with the infinity pool. I want to go to Africa and Bali all in the same day. That's him. So just knowing they different personalities and how they operate, you feel what I'm saying? And you know, just, you know what I mean, just try to understand them and learn from them. Like, I learned a lot of, you know what I'm saying, communication, how to communicate with people. You know what I mean? I got like 10 different personalities in my house. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's just like, just that element is education in itself. You know what I mean? Wow. But it's all about how you look at it. And you know what I mean? I see a lot of parents, you know, they be upset at their kids and hollering at their kids like, oh, you don't know nothing. You don't, da, da, da. All right, well, you got to become a better you, and you got to educate them, because then they not going to know. And one of my fears is my kid growing up and then not having access to the information that could push them forward, and then they got to be behind. So, you know what I mean? So as long as you got it. So I always keep them. Like, if I'm on Instagram Live, my son be sitting right here and he got an incredible sales pitch, and he just be waiting for me to be like, you want to say your sales pitch, son? He like, yeah, all right, run, go get your book. You feel what I'm saying? Damn. Meanwhile, she'd be chilling. She on the internet. She doing her thing. So it's just like, yo, let me teach her how to do marketing on Instagram if you're going to spend your time on there. Yeah. So it's just like taking the things that they like and then showing them how, you know, that they could win with that thing. My kids might not necessarily want to be entrepreneurs, when they get older, they might actually find a dream job that make them happy. Like my folks was over here. He was like, yo, he found the dude that's a journalist. He write for the Philadelphia Eagles. He's a diehard Eagles fan. That's his dream job. Like, he like, I'm jealous. I wish I could find a job that I could, you know what I mean, go make good money and do something that I love and I'm a diehard fan. And I was just like, you know, that I just want them to do what they love, but I want also for them to have the information that could be like, look, my dad taught me about having an LLC. He taught me about saving. He taught me about credit. He taught me about real estate. Like, kids play Roblox. They building up these big houses and don't even know, you know what I'm saying, what real estate is. Don't even understand it. So how do I take something that they naturally use and then I implement that in their life so that they can understand it? Like, if you on Fortnite all day, you shooting guns, how do I teach you about gun safety? How do I teach you about your Second Amendment? You know what I'm saying? You know, without making it complicated to where though you can't understand it.
Yeah.
So that's like I said, that's the teachings for me at home that I like to implement.
I love it. Yeah. I think that's just a very important conversation. Just us as men that are ambitious and going out to build, like, we still got a wife and kids at home, and I don't get it right.
I'm asking
the question, like, from a, yo, teach me how you do it, especially, you know, as I got one coming.
I ain't getting right for a long time, bro. Yeah. It's been a long time. And like I said, I just had a baby during COVID. This was the first time in my whole fatherhood, you know what I'm saying, one of the best hoods I ever grew up in, you know what I'm saying, my whole fatherhood, that I was actually able to not run back to work after I had the kid. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that was like a real good moment for me, because when my daughter was born, I had to run back to work. I had to hurry up and go figure out how to get the money to survive and do all that. So this was the first time I actually was like, man, let me go buy this trampoline, because we had this backyard for, like, you know what I mean, a couple of years and ain't got nothing back there. But now, look, I could work right home. Y'all could go out back, jump on the trampoline, pillow fight, water guns, all that, and just have a good time. I ain't got to take y'all to the park. We ain't got to go to Six Flags. Like, because I used to work so much, bro. I used to take my kids out every Sunday. I used to be like, dang, bro, I sacrificed so much during the week. Y'all deserve one day. And I used to take them out every Sunday. Every Sunday we would go somewhere and I just rotate where you want to go, where you want to go, where you want. I just all let them pick on a Sunday. And, you know what I mean, to be in a position where it's just like, bro, I get to stay home, I get to chill. Like, we all shoot ads in the house. We all help each other shoot the ads. Like, you know what I mean, we help each other, you know what I mean, fix little stuff around the house, just doing all that, roasted marshmallows in the back, all that little fun stuff you see in the movies, and your kids be like, we did that. I'm super grateful for that, man, and just having the opportunity to, you know what I mean, to really be able to be like, take a deep breath and be like, I got time for the ones that really matter, the ones you going out the door for to really do it for. Like, that's what really matter. And if you can't, you know, fulfill that, then you feel unfulfilled. You feel guilty at the end of the day because you like, dang, man, like, you kind of feel like you cheated them a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You kind of feel like, dang, man, I ain't get them I gave everybody else the proper time, but my own creation, I ain't give it to them. So that was a feeling for a long time, and that's hard to deal with. You know what I mean? It's reality, because we send them to school. School spend more time with our kids than we do. You feel what I'm saying? And it's just like, dang, do you really know your kid? And then you out hustling so much, do you really know yourself? So it's just like, how I'm going to teach my kid how to be somebody like or better than their parent, when I don't even got time to figure out who I am and what I want to do with life. So when you see a lot of people, you like, hey, what you like to do? What you want to do in life? And these grown people with like, yo, life hits you. I need you to know that. Like, life going on right now. I don't know what I like to do. I can't figure it out. It's people not having that self-awareness, not knowing who they are. So during this time, bro, when I passed 2019 and we entered 2020, I felt like, yo, like, not only did I, you know what I mean, figure out more of who I was, like, it just helped me, like, get my free, like, I feel like I bought my freedom back. Yeah. All that investing, all that sacrifice I was doing, I feel like I bought my freedom back. And that's what wealthy people do. You know what I mean? They buy their time back.
Man, that, I think that's just a good way to wrap up this conversation. like creating success and creating wealth and then like the balance between being ambitious and making sure my kids know I'm here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah, I got some, my wife probably watching this too, like, yeah, come home. Runway, I appreciate you coming through, man. Let me do my commercial real quick. This is always sponsored by The Morning Meetup. Okay, and if you want to sponsor an episode, let me know. Okay, I ain't had no sponsorships yet. And some people hit me and was like, yo, I want to sponsor you. Actually, it was a guy, he just DM'd me too.
You got to get the sponsorships going, bro.
I need to get some sponsorships going. So if you want to sponsor the episode, I will promote you on this joint. Views be going crazy.
Yeah.
So, but this episode is sponsored by The Morning Meetup, the only community that meets every single day for the entrepreneur to start and grow their business, okay? Every single morning, Monday through Friday. You going to jump on?
I'm gonna jump on.
Oh,
when you asked me to do the podcast earlier in the morning, I was like, damn, I forgot here early.
I definitely gotta get you
every
on,
morning
bro.
Though. Every morning.
Every morning, yeah, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Entrepreneurs from all across the country join on, and we grow together, we learn together, community aspects, like people get together, do businesses together, just a dope community. So go to themorningmeetup.com and start your trial for $1. You can try it out for $1.
$1.
Okay? $1. If you like it for 7 days, just stick around and be a part of our community, our family, our private Facebook group. You get all the replays and stuff like that. If you don't, if you're like, I wasn't really feeling it, just cancel it. It's all good. Okay, all so good. This episode is sponsored by The Morning Meetup. Make sure, I don't know why it's going on.
That's The Morning Meetup.
TheMorningMeetup.com. So make sure you tap in. So if you can, I just want to say thank you for joining.
Appreciate it.
And I love for you to let us know how we can find you. And I need you to close us out with some words of wisdom. Oh, before I do that, I like to make predictions on the podcast.
Gotcha. Okay.
So I want to know where you see yourself in the next 5 to 10 years so that I can look at this 5 to 10 years from today and say, wow, Runway just said he was going to do it 5 years. I got the video. He said he was going to do it, and look, he's doing it.
Gotcha.
So where do you see yourself next 5 to 10 years?
All right. Next 5 to 10 years, well, you see what it say? Runway billionaire.
Runway billionaire.
So
it ain't light either.
Oh, yeah.
This one got some weight to
it. We got to get you one. You know what I'm saying?
I need to, you know what? Neil got it.
Yeah, S4S, you know what I'm saying?
I need to get one.
Yeah. But a billionaire.
I'm sorry, real quick. What it? Roundabout. What it run you?
So small little dub.
20?
Yeah, little dub.
Really? That's really heavy.
Yeah, it ain't even done yet.
Quick little dub. It ain't done yet.
Yeah. No, you gonna see.
Okay, let's get to the 5. Oh, yeah. Look, 5 to 10, that joint gonna be different.
Hey, yeah, man. But definitely 5 to 10 years. Like, my daughter, she spoke something over my life. And, you know, like, I'm big on, you know, billionaire. And I'm big on helping people. So next 5 to 10 years, definitely going to be a billionaire by helping 1,000 people make $1 million. That's how I'm going to be a billionaire. Mm. And bro, that's really like just help more people create generational wealth for their family. Make sure that my kids is secure every way of life, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. Just make sure that they set. And bro, I'm super simple, so I can't really ask for a lot. Anything materialistic is just like, it's just billionaire is just like it's a mindset. I know it takes a certain amount of mindset to get there. I know it takes a certain amount of mindset to get to a million. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, to actually get there mentally is what I'm really in tune with. You know what I'm saying? Not so much the monetary aspect of it, but to get there mentally, that's really mm-hmm. where I want to get to. You know what I mean? Not just be like, oh yeah, I'm a billionaire, I got billionaire status, but to be like, yo, I mentally manifested me becoming a billionaire, and I really went through that journey of like, yo, that boy billionaire.
You might be the first billionaire with a face tat.
I might be. That'd be fly.
That'd be fly.
He called it. All right, yeah. Billionaire with a face tag. We gotta be specific. You know what I'm saying? In order to be prolific, we gotta be specific. Yeah.
I love it. Well, tell everybody how they can find you, man, and follow you.
Yep. So y'all can follow me at Runway Billionaire. What I'm gonna do when I get a billion. Cause my daughter said next year I'll be a billionaire. I said it takes some time. I said it takes a little time more
I
than
know
that.
She been hanging around you because she acted like yo.
Yeah. But follow me at Runway Billionaire. Any of my
Runway Trillionaire. Yeah, you gotta change the whole chain.
It's all good. I just get the B ticking off, put the T on there. runwaybillionaire.com for like any of my courses, my trainings and things like that. They always update it right there. And that's where you can find me at. Follow me. I'm always tapped in. I also got a subscription coming out, just like you got the morning meetup. I do a lot of lives, and I always get people that say they can't catch it. So, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, y'all already know they could catch the little replays of my lives in a private community, though, because I drop a lot of gems on there.
Yeah, solid. Listen, if you are in the morning meetup, yes, Runway Billionaire
will be in there.
And I
got to get in the morning meetup.
I might be a guest.
I'm going to just stay up all night because I go to bed really late, so I'm going to just stay up all night.
It's 8 a.m., though. It's not. That ain't super early.
I just be going to bed.
All right, so you just stay up.
Yeah.
All right, get some words of wisdom together, okay, to close this out. Gotcha. Make sure y'all follow my brother, Runway Billionaire. I learned a lot today. Hopefully you did, too. If you learned something on this podcast, I want you to DM Runway Billionaire and say thank you. Yo, I was watching the podcast. I want you to, like, take a screenshot, post it, like, show some love, make that connection. Let them know that he did not waste his time here, okay? And there was some valuable information that you took. So don't just take the information and use it. Just go back and say thank you to the person that gave it to you, all right? So make sure you follow Runway Billionaire. All right, so close this out, my brother.
All right, so I live by this quote. It's called, delete your fears. I mean, so every day we face a fear that stops us from doing stuff. So, you know, my mom probably had some fears when we was growing up. That's why she was like, yo, I'm gonna turn to drugs to try to get this fear. Mm-hmm. My dad had a fear of probably dealing with my mom like that. And yeah, I mean, you know, probably raising a son that he didn't know how because he lost his mom, lost his dad. Yeah, I mean, we lived in a shelter. All these different circumstances, you know what I'm saying? They all built trauma. You feel what I'm saying? So you could either pick your trauma, you know what I'm saying? Or you could pick your wealth. You can either do or. So you can hold on to this trauma and you can let it be luggage and you carry this shit through your whole entire life. You know what I'm saying? And you let it consume you and then you never amount to the person that you are intended to be. The you got 1 trillion chance of becoming a human, fighting through all the sperms, going through 9 months of labor, passing the vaginal canal and actually open your eyes and everything is good with you, right? There's some people who going through some things right now that would love to be in your position. So don't cry. Don't be upset about your situation. Always be grateful for where you are in your life, but always strive to be more. Always strive to be more. And just don't ever settle. Just don't ever settle. Like I didn't settle for the million. I won't settle for a billion. And just, you know, the richest place in the world is the graveyard. People die with their dreams, their ideas right there. And, you know, just try to die empty.
Yeah. Yep. Can't close it out no better than that. Yeah. Make sure you follow my brother, Runway Billionaire. Make sure you jump in that DM. All right? Yo, we are out of here. I will see y'all at the top. Peace.
Peace.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.